Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning because you have given us another opportunity to share your word with your people again. I want to thank you, God, because this word will bring life. It will drive away darkness out of their life in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that Father, as you speak your word this morning, that Lord, all those who are depressed, all those who are bereaved, the joy of the Lord shall flow into their hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let your word have an advantage over every power of the devil in the life of your people this morning. And Lord, everyone that listened, oh God, to your word today, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the word of God will bring lifting in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, as I speak your word this morning, please, Lord, help to speak as your oracle in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let me welcome you to this program, Church on Air. Thank God for, because last week we are not on air, and we thank God for two brethren that phoned us asking what is the problem. No problem at all. It's just that, you know, there are some little things here and there. Thank God because he has given us the enablement again to share with you and to speak the word of God to your heart. And I'm sure that your heart will receive the word of God with every meekness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Help me to call somebody that Church on Air is on this channel, and it is time for God to bless us again. And I know that this morning, as we are there, you know, God is going to give you any testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, I want to share with you on a new beginning. A new beginning. Don't forget that, you know, there is no one without a beginning except God. Bible says, you know, in the beginning, God. So everything started with God. You know, God has no beginning and he has no end. That's why he called himself the Alpha and the Omega. God is the beginning and the end. So when God begins with you, you will end well. Can you see? When God begins with you, no matter the obstacle on your way, it shall be well. You know, and even if, you know, you have used your past life, you know, it has been so ridiculous, it has been so shameful, it has been somehow, you know, and you are saying, how can God help me again? I want to come out of this mess of life. He can also give you a new beginning. So is the Alpha, is the beginning, is the ending. And you know, when you put every beginning, you commit your beginning with God, I am sure it's going to give you a resounding ending. And that is what God is going to do for you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. A new beginning. In the Bible, we saw people that has new beginning and want to extract their life, want to see how God, you know, gave them the new beginning and how, you know, they make impact upon their generation. Hallelujah. Let's start this morning from talking about Moses. Moses, who from prince, you know, he moved to become a fugitive, to become a shepherd, to lead the people of God. He was, you know, a prince in Egypt. You know, let us go to the Bible this morning and let's open our Bible to the book of Exodus chapter 3. And we have to read from verse 1. Exodus chapter 3 from verse number 1.
Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Draw not near hither, put off thy shoe from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by the raising of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey.
Hallelujah. Now, you see, Moses had divine encounter with God. Every divine encounter shows a new beginning. You know, at this time, you know, Moses was born in Egypt. He stayed 40 years in Egypt. Krishna, he stayed there as a prince. Because, you know, when he was born, you know, the daughter of Pharaoh took Moses as her own son. You see, as her own son. And she was the one that gave her the name Moses. You know, the name Moses is an Egyptian name. You know, it's not an Israeli name. It's an Egyptian name. It was given by the daughter of Pharaoh. And the name of Moses means for I drew him out of water. Kalishina. So, you know, Moses has Egypt background. And, you know, but yet God's eyes was upon him. So he was there for 40 years. Until one day he was trying, you know, to exercise his mandate, which is not yet the time. He killed an Egyptian and Pharaoh was after him. Pharaoh was after him until he ran to Jethro in Midian. Can you see that? No, God sent Moses to Jethro and he stayed there for 40 years so that he can take away every Egypt spirit from Moses. For God to have their new, you know, beginning with you, there must be a change. God, you know, stayed, he waited for another 40 years, making 80 years, you know, and it was then that God now came. You know, God will not want to use Moses with Egyptian attitude. You know, so he waited, he used another 40 years to take, you know, Egypt out of Moses. And at last, God now came. You know, all that Moses had been doing is just to prepare him for the beginning. And Bible said, and Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. Can you see? He was doing something. You know, he was trying to achieve something. Even though what he was doing was not God's best for him. I don't know if you understand this morning. What you are doing is good, but it might not be the best for you. When the encounter comes, you know, it will come with a new beginning and life will start afresh. The life of Moses started afresh when he kept the flock, and Bible says, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. The mountain of God shows a place of prayers. When before you can have a new beginning, there's a need for prayers. You know, there's a need for prayers. You know, when you are a prayer warrior, it can open you to a new beginning. Hallelujah. Now, Bible says when he came there, it was there the angel of God. That place, divinity came down to meet, you know, Moses. The power of God came. And Bible says, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him, you know, in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked and behold, the bush burned with fire and the bush was not consumed. Wow. How can there be fire on the bush and the bush was not burning? Can you see? Imagine that scenario. You know, and God was trying to get the attention of Moses. Many a times, God has been trying to get your attention. For him to give you a new beginning, but you never give him his attention. God has been using a lot of things to draw you close, to give you new things. For example, he has been sending his word to you to get you born again. You know, because it's when you are born again that you have a new beginning. When you give your life to Jesus, it's a life of a new beginning. So God has been sending words to you. God has been sending, you know, prophets to you. God has been sending people to you. But you know what now? Up till now, you never consider it. You better consider it now. Because tomorrow might be too late. Can you see now? So God was trying to get the attention of Moses. And Bible says, you know, in verse 3, let me read.
And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush is not burnt?
I will turn. Now, God succeeded in getting the attention. Hear me, people of God, hearing this morning. God has been trying to get your attention. He has been using everything to get your attention, but you never give him your attention. You are too busy on something else. Something that is not part of your destiny. Something that God has not commissioned for you. And that is why you have been laboring without success. You need to turn. Moses turned. You know, Moses, the Bible says, he turned aside. You need to turn aside. The moment you turn aside, you will start a new beginning. Oh, you will. Now, when he now turned aside, the Bible says, in verse number 4, the Bible says, and when God saw that he turned aside to see, God called him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. Nobody has ever called him like that. Can you see that? No, that's what it shows. Number one, God knows you. God knows you. He knows your name. Your political leader might not know your name. People might not know your name. People might not even know that you exist, but God is aware. You know, in Revelation it says, I know your name and where thou dwellest. So every miracle of God that he asks for you cannot miss your address. He cannot. So God called Moses. Hear me? God is calling you this morning. God is calling you that you are listening here this morning. He's calling you. He wants to give you a new beginning. He wants to bless you. He wants to do something for you. And I want you to listen very well this morning and to other subsequent messages, because God wants to give you a new beginning. The day of your mourning has come to an end. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng. www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Welcome back in the name of Jesus. You know, we are talking of Moses this morning, and Bible says, and Moses turned aside, and God then spoke. Now, what did God now say? You know, let us see verse number 5. Yes.
And he said, draw not near Ithar, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God.
God, the big God, can you see the big God introducing himself to a small mortal man? This God is humble, you know. This God is humble. You know, God said, you know, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And, you know, God introduces it. God is not an hireling. You know, God is not a taxmaster. No. No. God, you know, is a God of humility. Can you see? He did not enforce himself upon Moses. God interested. I am the God of Abraham. Because Moses had been hearing about God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac. These are their fathers. The God of Jacob. And when Moses heard that, he knew that a higher power is speaking. You hear me? People have been speaking to you. But anytime you are in church, that God is speaking to you, it is your most supremest power speaking to you. And you need to obey. You see? For you to have a new beginning, you must obey. Obey the word from the supremest power. Not what your people are telling you. Not what your friends are telling you. Not what, you know, the books you read are telling you. But what God is saying. See what God said to Moses. And Bible says, and Moses was afraid to look upon the God. Wow. And God now spoke. God gave him a mandate that started in the beginning. God gave him assignment that started in the beginning. God allowed him to know that he's so important in his agenda. What did God say? Let's read verse number 7. Yes.
And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by the reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrows.
I'll surely see. So God can see. Hey, so God can see. God can see you there right now. He knows what you are passing through. He knows the problem in your life. He knows that you are so low. He knows that you are financially bankrupt. He knows that this morning you are even thinking of how you are going to eat. He knows that you have not paid your rent. He knows that you have not paid your children's school fees. He knows the problem, the sickness, what you are passing through. So God knows. Hallelujah. I'm happy this morning that God knows everything about you. He knows everything about me. Bible says, you know, God said, I've surely seen the affliction of my people. God, are you also afflicted this morning? God said, I can see it. He didn't stop there. He said, which I did it, and I've heard that cry by the relief of the taskmaster. I have heard. So, you know, it means they have prayed. Can you see now? They pray. When you pray, God is there to listen to you. When you pray, God is there to answer you. So, when you are going through problem in life, you don't keep quiet, because a closed mouth is a closed destiny. A closed mouth. So, you know, the people have been under affliction. They don't know how to come out of it, but they are praying to their God. And God said, I've heard their cry by the reason of their taskmaster. He said, for I know their sorrows. So God knows everything about you. Ooh, can you see? That's what I can give you in the beginning. The man that can give you in the beginning must understand you, must know your problem, and must be ready to solve this problem. And this problem will surely give a new thing. You know, because let's see, you know, in the book of Isaiah chapter 43, can we read verses 18 and 19? Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, yes.
Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
God said, behold, who is going to do a new thing? God in your life. You know, see, I want you to know that as you obey all that I will share with you in all this series, God will do a new thing in your life, new thing in your marriage, new thing in your home. Things that look negative shall become positive. God will visit your life. Your life shall change for good. God said, behold, I will do a new thing. Can you see? That is to say, what you see today that is giving you sorrow will pass away. What is today that is giving you affliction? You will not see it again. Just like he said to the children of Israel, that this Pharaoh you will see today, he said you will not see them forever and ever. Hallelujah. Can you see? So God said, I will do a new thing. He said, now. He said, what? He shall spring forth. Faith is now. Now, now. So God wants to, you know, give you a new beginning. When? Now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. As you are hearing this word, is packaging your new beginning for you. He said, now shall you not know it? You must know it because he has done one before. You know, you have heard of a miracle that God has done before. Even if none has happened to you. And God is ready to replicate what you did for some other people in your life. He's ready. He said, shall you not know it? He said, I will what? I will make a way. We are in the wilderness. I will make a way. Hallelujah. You see, God wants to bring you out of every wilderness experience. God wants to start a new thing in your life. Enough of this suffering in your life. Enough of this problem in your life. Enough of this, you know, sickness in your life. God is saying, I will make a way. You know, for the children of Israel, he made a way for them. Yeah, there is no way. He made a way. So he can't do it for you. Now, okay, let's see Jeremiah. Jeremiah 29. I want us to read verse number 11. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Yes.
For I know the thought that I think towards you, says the Lord.
That's God speaking.
Thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
There is an expected end. You know, there is an end you are looking at that now. God is saying, I'm going to give it to you. I thought you said bigger amen. God is saying that end. that glory, that level of achievement, that level of breakthrough. You know, he said he's going to give it to you. His thought to you is good. God is not thinking bad for you. God is not thinking for your children to die. God is not thinking for you to enter into calamity. God is not thinking, no, that is not his thought. His thought, you know, he says, my thought for you is good. Can you see? Is the devil thinking bad for you? Bible says he has come but for to kill and to steal and to destroy. Can you see now? He said, I want to give you a hope and a future. A hope. Hear me, people of God. If you can believe the word of God this morning and you can give your life to Jesus, you are having a glorious future. You are having a bright future. And that is your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. And what now happened? Bible now said that Moses, he believed the word. God said in verse number 8, he said, and I have come down to deliver them. Can you see? Out of the hands of the Egyptians. God said, I have come down. This morning, God has come down. See, God has come down to where you are right now. God has come down to where you are hearing this word right now. Are you in your car? Are you in your sitting room? Are you in your business center? Where are you right now? Are you in your vehicle? You know, God has come down right now. Right now is changing your situation. Right now is touching your life. Right now is helping you. Right now it has started a new beginning. The foundation of a new beginning is being laid right now. Now start to receive it right now. Now start to walk in it right now. Now your life is changing. The evil that have been happening in your life is coming to an end. Hallelujah. Can you see? Now, Babylon said, you know, God spoke to Moses. He said, I have come down to what? To deliver them. When God come down, he come for a purpose. God doesn't come to say, I just come to greet you. You know, well done there. When God comes down, he comes with a purpose. He said, I have come to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. God has come down this morning to deliver you from every power of the devil. From every power of evil, from every power of death, from every power of sickness, from every power of darkness. He has come to deliver you. Now, start to receive your deliverance now in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, not to say, and to bring them up out of that land into a good land and to enlarge a land which flows with milk and honey. We have dwelt on this mountain too long. God said, I want to take you further. God said, I want to take you, you know, I want to take you to a higher level. You have been on this ground for a long time. There's a need for you to move forward. And God of a new beginning is talking to you right now. May you start to enjoy this new beginning in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, Moses, a prince of Egypt, you know, he became a shepherd to lead the people of God. You know, let me give you a scripture as we are closing this morning. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 22. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 22. Yes.
And Moses was learned in all wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and in deeds.
Can you see? He thought that, you know, he was to become the next Pharaoh. So he was going after the culture of Egyptian. He was going after the order of Egyptian. And Bible says, you know, he was also mighty in words. Some people say that Moses was his stamina is a lie. Somebody who is mighty in words, I don't know what, cannot be his stamina. It was when God told him that he's given him an assignment that is bigger than his own strength that he began to what? To speak slowly. You know, Moses was mighty in words. A man mighty in words can never be a stammerer. Are you following me right now? Because that has been doctrine given to us over the years, that Moses was a stammerer. No, he was mighty in the words. Mighty. Can you see? So, you know, all that was doing that time, you know, that was not God. God was only preparing him for a new beginning height. Can you see? Now, let me give you a scripture. Look at Exodus chapter 33 and verse 17. Exodus 33 verse 17.
And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name.
God said, Moses, I have known you by your name. All that you are asking, you know, I'm going to do it for you. Why? Because already God has put Moses in that new beginning that time. And Moses was asking more. And God said, look, I am going to do more. Read verse 21. That's it again.
And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back part, but my face shall not be seen.
Wow, so Moses saw the back part of God. No wonder he wrote Genesis. No wonder he wrote in the beginning, God made the heaven and the earth. Why? Because he saw the past. He saw the back of God. You know, you can't know everything about God. You can only know the one that God manifests to you. Thank you this morning for giving me your audience. Next week, by the grace of God, I will continue on this topic, a new beginning. God be with you. I'm expecting your reaction. Hallelujah. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send a reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen. Son,
everything I want to say. Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Taylor Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.